Hello, and welcome back to Doc Talk. Last week, a new investigation confirmed a higher prevalence of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in pediatric patients than previously thought. The data was part of an ongoing observational study called Target-NASH, which included participants with NAFLD and alcoholic steatohepatitis. The study included 660 pediatric patients, and it cited an increase in liver disease following evaluation of alanine aminotransferase. Notably, pediatric patients with greater than 250 units per liter, ATL, had an eightfold greater risk of developing cirrhosis. For this episode of Doc Talk, Dr. Miriam Bose of Emory University sat down with Assistant Managing Editor Kenny Walter to discuss the data from Target-NASH, as well as the implications of NAFLD in pediatric patients.
So to start things off, this study looked at pediatric patients. How unique is that in NASH and NAFL to kind of look at this patient population where most of the research recently has gone to adults?
It's kind of your perspective. I've been working in the on pediatric NAFLD for the past 16 years, actually a little longer, 18 years. And so from my perspective, I think that we do have a fair amount of information and really a lot of understanding of the disease at this point. It's very different from when I started along with the other researchers in this area. There was really nothing. Like 18 years ago, it was an unknown disease that we had some data in adults, but really nothing on pediatrics. So it's very different now. Are the number of studies the same as adults? Of course not. So there is less known. And we still don't understand the natural history, how to prevent it. And we have some of the same challenges with diagnostics, needing better diagnostics and therapeutics as the adult NAFLD world.
This study looked at or focused on patients, pediatric patients with obesity as those rates have gone up. Is this a direct correlation that as obesity rates are going up, we're going to see more pediatric patients with this disease?
Yes, that's absolutely right. We've looked at the prevalence of pediatric NAFLD over time, and the rates absolutely rise in association with the rise in childhood obesity. One question that I think is still an open one is as obesity rates are slowing, plateauing, right? Not falling yet in the United States, but starting to plateau and not rising as rapidly anymore. Will pediatric NAFLD also plateau? And I don't think we know that yet because it is a condition that, in my understanding of the pathophysiology, really follows the onset of insulin resistance in most cases associated with obesity. And so it may be that we need to see a drop in obesity before we'll see a drop in NAFLD as well.
So can you talk a little bit about how it is managing the disease when you're diagnosed as a child, as a pediatric patient, as opposed to say when you're diagnosed as an adult in your 30s or 40s or whatnot?
Sure. So first I'll just say we don't have a lot of studies that cover from childhood to adulthood. So we have many studies in kids following them for a number of years. And in this study, we have data from about 3 years of follow-up. So I don't know that we really know if there's a difference in management. Is an adult who has had the disease starting in child, do they have a more severe disease? Possibly, but we still are collecting the data as these children age into adulthood to try to answer that question.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit about the results of this study where you found that ALT is directly related to cirrhosis and type 2 diabetes in these patients?
In this study, we were fortunate to have enrolled 660 children. So it's a large data set. And we collect the clinically performed labs. And in this particular analysis, we reviewed the ALT as a marker of NAFLD severity over time and then looked at associations with it. And I think one of the most surprising and important findings, and maybe not surprising, but shocking to me, is that when we divided the children into the three groups by ALT, so the less than 70 units per international units, and then 70 to 250, and then greater than 250, when we look at that greater than 250 group, they had an eightfold greater risk of having cirrhosis. And that's huge. We really fortunately don't see a lot of cirrhosis in children with NAFLD. So to know that those kids are much more likely to have these very high ALTs, I think is helpful for several reasons. One, it you know, is, I think, informative in when considering, you know, whether to do a liver biopsy with a kid who, with a patient who presents with these very high ALTs. And then second, it's helpful to, as we think about the pathophysiology. So it's the kids with these much greater inflammation levels are more likely to have already progressed to cirrhosis during childhood.
And you mentioned that there are more studies, obviously, involving adults than there are pediatrics. Where do you want to see research go in the next couple of years? What do you think we're missing right now that we need to really focus on in terms of pediatric patients?
In this project, we looked at ALT because it's a clinical lab that is collected frequently on patients today. But one of the reasons why we didn't have a lot more to look at is because we don't have longitudinal biomarkers to track the disease other than the typical clinical labs for liver disease. So we don't have a specific diagnostic test for NAFLD that shows change in the disease over time. That's non-invasive. That's a blood test, something easy. Repeat biopsies is really not where you want to go. And so that, I think that's one of the biggest areas, is non-invasive diagnostics that give a change in the pediatric form in of the disease over time. If an adult has more advanced disease, there are non-invasive tests, imaging-based, that can look at, you know, advanced fibrosis. Fortunately, most of the children don't have advanced fibrosis, and so what we need is markers that look at steatosis in a quick, easy test, look at the inflammation level in the liver that adds to the information from the ALT, and then a non-invasive marker of fibrosis would be critical because those certainly, the ones with more fibrosis in childhood certainly are the ones that we would want to tailor medicines for. And that brings me to the second area, medicines, is the therapeutics is the other big gap. I think there's real hope for the future, but right now we don't have a FDA indicated therapeutic for pediatric NAFLD.
We'd like to thank Dr. Bose for being part of the program, and thank you so much for listening. If you want more nephrology news, make sure to follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. We'll be back this Thursday with a new episode of Doc Talk. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.